Even though he wasn't in New Hampshire, President Bush took a little seatbelt-free spin last week. He didn't get a fine, but he did turn some heads in Texas. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne has this snapshot.
It started with a photograph. There was the president at the wheel of his white Chevy truck. Riding shotgun in the picture is the Secretary General of the NATO alliance, Jaap de Hoop Scheffer. At first glance, it's just another picture of the president showing off his Crawford, Texas ranch to a VIP guest. Mr. Bush is smiling and waving to photographers. But the image also clearly shows that the president of the United States is not wearing his seatbelt. It's unbuckled, hanging loosely behind him. All of this prompted some questions for White House spokesman Tony Snow. The following exchange took place at an off-camera briefing. Was there a reason why President Bush doesn't wear a seatbelt when he drives his truck? One reporter asked. Snow's response, I didn't ask. Does he wear a seatbelt in the presidential limo? Snow said he doesn't know. Now, most of the country knows that New Jersey's John Corzine was not wearing his seatbelt when the SUV he was riding in flipped over on the freeway last month. Corzine was nearly killed and has spent weeks in intensive care. He has since apologized publicly for the example that sent. Now, when someone drives around on their own property, the law does not require them to buckle up as it would on a public highway. But that's not exactly the best response from a White House press secretary. So Tony Snow offered this when the issue came up again during an on-camera briefing a few hours later.
Well, it's always important to wear seatbelts, especially when driving slowly on the ranch. But I think in point of fact, something that, you know, we encourage everybody to wear their seatbelts.
As for presidential motorcades, which speed down highways and on city streets, Snow said he doesn't know if Mr. Bush is belted in then.
The Secret Service, I guarantee you, looks after the president, is absolutely determined to ensure his safety in every way possible.
That photo of the president, sans seatbelt, was snapped on Sunday, the day before National Seatbelt Day, and at the start of a stepped-up period of enforcement, timed to promote good summertime driving habits, beginning with the Memorial Day weekend. The president's home state of Texas is among those participating. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.